Broadcasting live from Whole Foods Market at Kimball Junction, it's KPCW's This Green Earth with our annual special Sundance edition. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. Whole Foods periodically donates 5% of their daily proceeds to worthy nonprofit causes around town, part of their community service and a way of giving back to a community which helps support them.
And today, Whole Foods is donating that 5% of proceeds to KPCW Radio. So for the next 2 hours, we'll be broadcasting from the cafe and speaking with directors, participants, and players who help make up the Sundance Film Festival, including some program and film directors.
That's right. We've got interviews lined up with the directors of three Sundance documentaries, including Michael Rosada Bennett, director of Alive Inside, A Story of Music and Memory.
Todd Miller, the director of Dinosaur 13, about the world's greatest dinosaur discovery.
Mark Grieco, director of Marmato, an intimate portrait of the Colombian gold mines.
And in addition, we'll speak with Trevor Groth, director of programming for the Sundance Film Festival.
That's right. Jerem Rowland, manager of music programming for Sundance, will give us a rundown on some of the music cafes and scheduled entertainers coming to both Park City and Salt Lake City these next 2 weeks.
And of course, we'll be speaking to Travis Harkness, the marketing specialist here at Whole Foods.
And finally, last but not least, we'll talk to KPCW's own Rick Bruff. He'll share with us his views on the history of both the films and the festivals he's covered. I'm sure there's some good stories behind that.
That's right. We have a chock full show today, but we're going to start out
Let's get going.
Yeah, let's not waste any time. Let's start out with Travis Harkness, the marketing specialist here at Whole Foods. Travis, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being here, you guys.
So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about how long you've been here at Whole Foods and your role?
Well, I've been with the company for almost 3 years now. I started with Whole Foods Market in Fort Collins, Colorado, a little bit north of Boulder. Was there for 2 great years and was offered the opportunity to transition into a role here in Park City, and it was a quick and easy decision for me.
That's great to hear.
Really? Okay, so tell us a little bit about what 5% Day is.
So basically we reserve some funds for donating 5% of our sales once a quarter to a worthy nonprofit, and KPCW, I find to be extremely vital to the community in terms of facilitating and maximizing exposure for the rest of the nonprofits in the community.
Okay, so 4 times a year you give 5% of one day's proceeds to, like you say, a worthy nonprofit. We thank you for allowing KPCW to be one of those nonprofits. Now, what's going on here at Whole Foods during Sundance? Anything special or any?
Other than hundreds of people descending on the store all at once?
Oh, it's really just, this is one of the more exciting events that we'll have going on. Beyond that, it's really just trying to create a pleasant customer experience for the very, very large load of people that are cycling through the store, that's for sure.
Okay.
You must have to anticipate the number of people coming and stock up on all of the provisions.
Indeed. A lot of water, a lot of high-end meats and specialty cheeses, and a lot of those. We've got plenty for everybody.
Extra Chilean sea bass.
Indeed.
Okay. Who else might you say over the years has benefited from your 5% days?
There's been different public schools have been the recipients, nonprofits benefiting animals, and the food bank here in town.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, I've only been here for 2 of these,
right.
So I'd have to do my research in terms of remembering beyond that.
Well, we'll be chatting with you again
at
the top of the second hour, and we can talk a little more about that. But you've been here with Whole Foods for 3 years?
Indeed. I've been here since May, since this past summer.
Okay. What drew you to Whole Foods?
Honestly, it is just such a mission-based company. They do a lot of things the right way. They are Green Mission based. They maximize their recycling and they really are a mission driven company. As large as they are, and they're, you know, constantly growing, I think that they have their head in the right place and dictate and really provide vendors and support vendors that are like-minded. So right. All of the vendors that we carry within the store share these same green and conscious goals.
Okay.
Well, fantastic. As an environmental radio show, that's definitely something that we support. So thank you for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again in just under an hour.
Great. Right. Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's been fun.
All right. That was Travis Harkness. He's the marketing specialist for Whole Foods Market. You know, let's take a break or so for a couple underwriters, and we'll have our next guest come on. It'll be Trevor Gruff. He's the director of programming at Sundance. It's the Sundance special of This Green Earth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words from our underwriters.
This is Alex Knapp from the law offices of Jones, Waldo, Holbrook, and McDonough, a longtime supporter of KPCW. Jones, Waldo has been serving clients in Summit County since 1875. We can be reached at 435-647-5975 or on the web at joneswaldo.com.
Hi, this is Reese DeMille with Republic Services, your local source for recycling and garbage services and a proud sponsor of KPCW's This Green Earth. Recycling in Summit County is improving. The trick to remember? Recyclable materials go in your larger blue or brown bin, and gray is for garbage. Recycling helps keep Summit County clean. SummitCountyRecycles.org.
Rocky Mountain Power is proud to support KPCW and This Green Earth. Rocky Mountain Power offers watt-smart advice such as avoiding the use of large appliances like a washer or dryer between 2 and 8 p.m. because it helps reduce energy demand and keeps costs down for all of us. More ways to save energy at wattsmart.com.
Park City Restore is grateful for the many hands that have made it successful. Your gift of time means more affordable housing services are available locally through Habitat for Humanity. Plus, volunteering at the Restore gives you a first look at the amazing treasures donated for resale. Learn how you can get involved at habitat-utah.org. Click on the big yellow volunteer button. Habitat for Humanity of Summit and Wasatch Counties is a nonprofit organization.